All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Friday's show is over. Man, I hope you go and you listen to all of it. You've already logged on for the most part, unless you're watching on Facebook. So check it out, because Dan and Shay came by and Brantley Gilbert came by. I'm always curious how people feel about long interviews now. I mentioned it later in the show. You guys can always let us know if you like it. We don't do a lot of interviews anymore, but the ones we do, I'm usually kind of proud of, but I'm willing to change at this point and just do no interviews or do all interviews. Just kind of feeling it out. Our new executive producer starts. I got a note from him this morning in November the 11th.
Oh, wow.
So over a month away, but
it's exciting.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said yesterday, Hillary's been just between Hillary and Mike D. Well, everybody basically but me, Amy, and Lunchbox has been carrying more of the load. Because we're, you know, Eddie's been doing a little more. Morgan number 2's been doing a little more. Everybody's been kind of carrying it, except for us. We've just kind of been doing our thing that we normally do.
But yeah. You guys are good at it, so keep it up.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, well, where do we start? Because a lot of stuff today. HBO Max has locked down exclusive access to new Sesame Street episodes. So it's going over to HBO Max. I love Sesame Street as a kid, but they're also going to do a talk show, too, for kids with Elmo.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
Called the Not Too Late Show with Elmo.
That's
so
funny.
It's like a late night show, but Elmo will do it for kids.
Hilarious.
Isn't that a great idea?
I love it.
HBO Max, another streaming service, it is expected to cost $15 a month. What's the deal with HBO Max? Who owns it, Mike D? And what am I not getting on other services now that I will be getting? Because there's so many. Yeah. There's going to be like 10 streaming services now.
It's just HBO on its own.
So it is HBO.
Yeah.
So if I already have HBO, but it's not called HBO Max right now. It's called HBO
Go.
Oh, right.
And I have it.
Yeah, it's just a whole new streaming thing.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody come to my house because my TV in my living room, it's okay size. It's a pretty good size. It's not humongous, but it's pretty good. I can't hear it. So I had a guy come over to the house and I said, hey, I want to hear this, but I don't want to put up speakers all around my head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do I do? And he goes, all right, I'll take care of it. So he puts in like a sound bar underneath it. And it was not cheap. It didn't sound that much better.
Oh, really?
Oh.
What he did do, though, is he set up an Apple TV, which, by the way, I don't even know if Apple TV, you have to have the box now. Can it be built into some TVs or no? It is?
Oh, really?
So I guess my TV has that. But anyway, now everything runs through Apple TV. Amazon, that's a little better. So I watch Amazon through Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. And you can get your Hulu.
They're Apple TV.
Apple TV.
So I just log into Apple TV and they're all right there. That part I like.
And if you get Hulu Live, that's how I watch anything. The news, sports, whatever.
So you don't, I got my
cable. I don't have cable.
I'm about to cut the cable.
Well, that's what we did. Too.
Because I got a bill and it was $260
for
cable and internet. And it comes to my email and I was like, why am I paying this? I'm not using it enough. I watch The Office all night when I go to bed. It's on Netflix. It's leaving Netflix. So I probably got to go to NBC or the Peacock. Sometimes Netflix shows will come on that I like.
Yeah.
But mostly it's because I'm on Netflix and I'm already like, let me see what's around.
What about Nick? You like Nick?
Nick at Night. Don't even watch that much anymore. I just watch The Office. In hotels, I'll watch Nick at Night or TV Land because they show King of Queens, Friends.
Yeah.
But
because that's my argument. It's like, I want to get rid of my cable, but they'll get rid of my old movie channel.
You won't miss it.
Well, and live sporting events.
But they say Hulu has all those.
That's what we do. My husband watches everything live. He made sure before we switched to this that he would be able to watch sports.
I'm about to be a cable cutter. They cut. But there are just so many streaming services now. But I guess if you're paying 15 here, 12 here,
it's gonna 10 add up.
Here, mm-hmm. It'll add up. It probably won't add up to what my cable bill is. Because we have to pay for a bunch of channels we don't even watch with cable. Because if you take, I'll just use ESPN for an example, even though I watch ESPN all the time. Like, if to get ESPN, you have to pay like $3 on your bill. If you use it or not, you're paying that on your cable bill if you have a bill. So, anyway, with that.
I guarantee you there's a conversation everyone's having right now. Because, I mean, this is the time where we're like, oh my gosh, this cable bill is ridiculous. And some of our CW was blocked again for me.
Was it?
Yeah, I couldn't even watch the iHeart stream.
I will get Disney Plus for sure. Because
yes, I will too.
Especially if I'm still on ABC, I gotta watch me if I cut the cable. But like,
yeah, exactly.
But like Bear Grylls, that show is on Nat Geo, mm-hmm. which is a really fantastic, like highbrow cool channel. But you'll be able to watch that on Disney Plus too, streaming. So when my Bear Grylls show comes out,
is that January?
January. The show will start in late November. I think they put on the really famous people first.
Work their way down.
And then, yeah, kind of work backward. But there's just so many streaming services. But I do think, though, you can probably pick and choose and still make it cheaper than your cable bill. That's the goal with me anyway. Yeah. Hey, there's no, I can't justify paying that when I don't watch it. I'm never at home, and I can watch the rest of my computer when I'm traveling.
Yep.
And your phone, because you have the apps on your phone. And we went through this. I mean, we had the conversation at our house. We changed it. And then when my dad moved here, we were like, okay, cable or Apple TV. And we went Apple TV with Hulu Live. But trying to get my dad to understand it. I mean, he keeps picking up the normal remote and just wants to press buttons. But instead, he has the little Apple TV thing, which is like a very sensitive swipe.
Is that what you use for Apple TV?
Mm-hmm.
I have mine programmed through a remote, a big remote.
Oh, maybe I need to do that for him. Because this is like, the little remote is too much for him. I've gone by there the past few days, and I walk in, and he's just sitting in his living room staring at the wall. And I'm like, Dad, you don't want to watch any of the news or sports or anything that's on right now? He's like, can't figure it out.
No.
I'm going to tell you, the thing with the news, and I watch the news, I'm really into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Can't get enough of it. Watch it all the time. Flipping channels around. And I don't watch MSNBC because they're way too far to the left. It's hard for me to watch Fox News because they're way too far to the right. And I feel like they're just feeding their bases. So the channel that I can watch for the most part is CNN. They get a little off at times, but they're, to me, the most honest. It'll put on people from both sides. Except they bring on guests from both sides that just, it's not them yelling at each other. But I watch this Chris Cuomo, who I like a lot, at night on CNN. He don't care what side you're from. He'll pop you in the head. And I like that. And he brings people on. And he has a guy on last night. And the guy's yelling at him the whole time. He'll ask a question. He'll be like, so, how do we feel about this? And the guy's like, well, Chris, and Chris won't like yell back. He just, like, the guy just yells all the time. He goes, okay, well, hold on a second. Let me get to the, I had to turn it off. Like, why would you even bring guests on? They're going to yell. Then I watched this morning, the Republican ex-governor from New Hampshire was wonderful. Spoke quietly. He just came on with his points. And the guy that was, like, interviewing him spoke with his points. And I watched it. They both made their cases. And I was like, great. I feel like I can leave this. Yeah. I wouldn't bring anybody on my freaking show that's going to yell.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bring people on this show. We don't yell on this show anymore. Cut that about 2 years ago. I'm like, we're done with that.
Unless we're celebrating.
Yeah, yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
But I tell you, man, I cannot watch it. Don't bring on a guest that's going to yell. Talk. Have a good conversation. Go back and forth.
It's like some of those sports shows, too.
They do this, and it's not even about the culture of politics. That's not even my point with this. It's sports shows do it too.
That constantly yelling at each other.
Like,
Pardon my
interruption is okay. They don't really fight over each other. They've been together a long time. But
Skip and
the take.
Oh, the take. Yes.
What's the take one called?
Is that Shannon? Is that
Pardon my take.
No, yeah.
Is that what first it is? Take.
First take. Yeah, that's first take. It's not Pardon My Take.
Oh, my bad.
It's first take. And first take. Ray's rolling his eyes. Yeah, I know. Sports guys over here.
When you have a take, what is it? Your first take.
Yeah.
Eddie started with pardon, and he's talking about pardon the interruption. That's what it got in my head.
Yeah.
But they just yell at each other. And I'm like, shut up. Talk.
I don't like watching it.
Maybe it's just not for me. Obviously, people are watching it because they keep bringing on the yellers. So. But anyway, I watch the news every night. Not the news. Like, what's up with local news?
You guys don't watch local news?
Never.
No.
I feel like only people 100 years old are watching local news.
Well, I guess I'm 100.
You watch it every night?
Yeah, usually around 5 o'clock.
I'm not a hater of it in any way, but I can just get on my phone and see it all immediately.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted the local news, all right, here. Unless you're giving me something compelling and entertaining, I'm not going to watch anything live. I'm going to wait for it and watch it on my own terms. It's like our radio show and our podcast is now as big digitally as it is live.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing things live that hopefully you'll check out because it's compelling while you're doing your stuff, right? But if not, we get it too. We hope you check it out later on.
Mm-hmm.
Local news are like, you got to be here at 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't. I'll get on Twitter. I'm good. You know, in the country world, it's what's great about what we're able to do is we were really in the digital side early. And so we focused on that and just to kind of a shout out to you guys that listen. The biggest show by far in the country format and even most formats is our radio show, right? We're very proud of that. We've built up to this many cities and live. It's this many people. But the second biggest show is our podcast, our This Show podcast that a lot of people listen to right now. Like more so than Satellite or the other. There's really not another big syndicated show. But this is the second biggest show is our podcast. So we're very appreciative that you guys listen to that live. And you know what? We don't get ratings on podcast. So we're going, listen to us on Alexa, our podcast. There's no ratings on that. We look at streams. But we just want people to, I was talking to Gator, our program director, and I was like, yeah, you know, we kind of live by, he's trying to get live ratings. We get them great. I probably shouldn't say this out loud. But in my mind, I'm going, I'm trying to get people wherever I can get them. If it's on YouTube, yeah. Watching, there's no, they don't get ratings for that. If it's on the podcast now, I just want people to feel like we're their friends and they want to join us whenever they are on their day.
Yeah. It's almost really hard to get people to do something. Though.
Absolutely.
It's like they're going to do whatever they're doing.
Yep.
And for us to ask for them to stop what they're doing, to listen at this time, it doesn't work.
And that's why you just be available and hopefully they will let you into their life because there are 10 million things trying to get in their lives.
Yeah.
And I think at times I get heat because I always maybe over appreciate our listeners, as I'm told by other radio people. They're like, you shouldn't appreciate your listeners so much. They should be happy that you exist. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, they have a million things in their life that are fighting for their attention.
Yeah.
It's like when people come to Eddie and I's show. I said that before. We're like, wow, you spend a night with us. We're going to try to make you laugh as hard as we can. Play some dopey songs. But you could be anywhere in the whole world. And I do say on the air sometimes, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're with us. We appreciate that. And that's where that comes from. So, yeah, so thanks. I know you're listening right now. Appreciate
thank
that.
You.
We don't get any ratings for this. But I don't
you.
Care.
Yeah.
My rating is existence somewhere in your life. Because I have people that I appreciate being in my life that I don't even know. You know, I listen to shows. I get super pumped about shows. And the thing about podcasts, and I'm really going into the radio side of things now, but I tell my friends or people on radio, like, if you don't have a podcast specializing in something, you're not going to have a career. Because everything needs to be on demand. In 3, 5, 7, 12 years, if it's not on demand, it should be live too. They should be in both places. But if you can't bring some skill set that you have, who cares about a good voice talking up songs? It don't matter. That'll be replaced tomorrow. But if you don't have something that you can actually give, then somebody's going to find something that they can actually take from. So it's an interesting and awesome environment. I love it. I can't get enough of the digital world. Just I love it so much. I love being able to create content. There's infinite amount of space. Do whatever show you want to do. If people like it, they'll go to it. If they don't, they won't. Like, our company is so invested in podcasts. And I saw today they launched a new one with Dennis Quaid, a music podcast. They're just going, well, everybody eventually is going to find what they love and just go to it. There's going to be something special in your spot all the time.
That dude loves music.
Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid,
oh,
yeah.
I don't know much about him. Saw him in the airport, though, a few
you
weeks
did?
Ago. Yeah. In the Vegas airport.
I saw him play with his band. I think it's Dennis Quaid and the Sharks or something. Like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something.
Oh, he came on our show in Austin, remember?
Yeah, because they do, I don't know.
I don't know how often they play or what.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. Anyway, there's thanks for coming to my TED Talk on digital
media.
Yeah,
dude, thank you.
Mike D, when's that movie podcast going to start?
What up?
When's the movie podcast starting?
By the end of the year.
End of the year?
Okay.
Movie Mike's movie podcast or whatever you're going to call it. Okay, well, I think I'm done after that tangent. Eddie and I have to go to the airport and momentarily.
We're going to Richmond.
So we're going to Richmond tonight and Delaware. We went to Delaware tomorrow. The Richmond show is sold out, and it sold out rather quickly. And I was looking on the secondary ticket market. Pull up tickets for Richmond, Mike, on the secondary market.
Are they ridiculous?
Well, don't buy them. If you're listening going, I'd like to go, I'm going to pay some dumb price. Don't go.
Yeah.
The show is good, I'll say that, but it's not worth it. I'm anxious to see what they're going for. We'll be back in 8 years or so.
Sure. The We're Back tour.
Yeah, the back to the third time after we said we weren't coming back. So, but Wilmington, there are a few tickets left. We've never been to Delaware before.
No, I've never been. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't realize that it's like less than an hour away from Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's right
we
there.
We get some Philly. You know who's coming to the show? It's Cole Hamels tomorrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Philly?
Cub.
Oh, that's awesome. God. Well, he was a Philly, right?
Yes, when he was dominating.
Right. We're talking about Philadelphia. I know he plays with the Cubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And lives up there in Philly now, but he's going to come to the show. So
that's awesome. Wait, are we going to meet him?
Yeah, he'll come back.
What? All right, I'm taking a baseball. So we can sign it.
Are you taking
a
baseball?
Yeah, I have one in my car.
I gotta buy a new one. Don't you give me a dirty one.
Not the ones from my kids' game?
No.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is going to embarrass me.
I'm just trying Hey, Cole.
I'm just trying to hang out.
What? Okay, all right.
Just go to like StubHub, Mike, or something like that. That'll be where they, like, you see secondary ticket.
Ask him if you can teach your kid to pitch.
That'd be cool. Do a little video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Them phones would be so mad at me.
No, you can do whatever you want. Okay, just do it after I'm done.
Oh, after you leave
the
room?
I'm just trying to hang out. Be cool.
Okay, okay.
Be cool, be cool.
You're going to be like, yo, 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 what up,
be cool? Yo, yo, cool, what's up, yo, yo. Yo, yo. All right, Amy, anything you want to say?
I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Go ahead. Hey, there's one ticket. There's only one ticket for sale on StubHub for the show tonight, and it's not super expensive, but it's by itself. There's only one ticket. You know, I was thinking it'd be fun if we did in Richmond, if we just grabbed our guitars and, like, tomorrow.
Busk?
Went out to, like, a Chipotle. I mean, they won't let us play there, but for everybody that couldn't come to the show.
I think that'd be great.
I don't know if we could.
We can do it on the street somewhere.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, possibly.
It's a good idea.
Because we're just trying to get a, we have a new station over there. Wanted to go and see them. And so wish we could get more people in.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Wish we could get more people in. But it's a theater. It's not general admission, so there's only so many seats. All right, we're done. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. You can watch some of my motivational talk. I put a clip up on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. You can check that out. Otherwise, Amy wishes you have a good day. You can check out her podcast. The latest guest is?
Danielle Walker.
And there's a guest with Hillary Scott.
Oh, yeah. She was last week, and mm-hmm. She was so good.
I put up a little thing about that on Instagram yesterday.
Thank you. That's so nice.
You're welcome. You can check out the guys over there, their sports podcast, obviously just dripping with sports.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
knowledge.
Lunchbox is a sports genius.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Basically.
All right. So check that out. That's called The Sore Losers. Morgan, number two, anything you want to promote?
No, just our Bobby Bone Show Facebook page so we can hit 1 million.
That's it. At Bobby Bone Show. And Morgan, number two's birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How hard are you going to go?
Pretty hard.
Because Eddie and I are we're going to try to get back super quick after the Wilmington, Delaware show to get to your party.
Yes.
Because I know it's your birthday party, and I don't want to miss my friend's birthday party.
Yes, please don't.
But if we get back at like midnight, are you going to be gone already?
No. You know how I am when I go out. I'm still aware of everything that's happening. I'm really good about that.
Wait, but didn't you say, she said she.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is bad.
She says she throws up like almost every time she goes out.
Wait, what? That's not good.
The morning after. I'm pretty positive I'm allergic to alcohol, so it's just.
You go that hard and you're allergic? Wow, shout out. Look at you.
No, it's like
no,
good.
No, I relate.
Makes me
here's
worried
why.
For her liver or something but might she's be.
Hey, I'm allergic to dogs. Guess what I got? A dog. I go hard too against allergies.
Yeah. It's a little different.
We both love our things and we stay with them regardless.
Yeah, we do.
Ah, how about that?
I don't know. It's just always been a thing. I just have really bad hangovers is more what it is. And I've tried to like focus on a certain alcohol if I'm allergic, but I can't figure it out.
Yeah,
so.
Who cares? Just drink up.
Yeah, just keep going.
If it's wet and makes you feel good, go after it. That's what I always say. All right.
All right.
We're done. We'll see we'll see you on Monday. Here's Friday's show. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. More studio.
Morning.
Well, we got a good one because Brantley Gilbert scheduled to appear. Dan and Shay scheduled to appear. The Friday morning dance party scheduled to be played. Got a good Friday show. I feel pretty confident about that. I do want to start. We got Josh in South Carolina sitting on the phone. Josh, what's up?
I was just wanting to call and tell you guys that I listen to you every morning. I'm a truck driver, so I'm driving all day. And y'all show really puts me in a good mood and gets me activated and ready for the next day.
I appreciate that. You know, I have shows in my life, some podcasts, some shows, that if I'm in the car, I'm like, man, I can't wait till they come on. Like, I really look forward to it because it makes my drive better. Nobody likes sitting in traffic. Just gives me something to not have to focus on, you know, the nutty drivers all around me or how long it takes. I hope we're that for you, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I love your positivity. I love the show. I love everything about the show. And it really puts me in a great mood.
All right, bud. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Hopefully call back if you need us.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. You're going to call back and be like, hey, remember when you said I'd call back? Give our 20 bucks. Sorry, man. We could have to get your call today. Let's play a round of Riddle Me This before we play that new Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber song. So, I'll read you a kid's riddle. All you have to do is be as smart as a kid and get the riddle. We have three riddlers. Amy, Lunchbox, produce ready. I'll ask the riddle. Write down your answer. Kids riddle number one. Riddle me this. What is full of holes, but still holds water? What's full of holes, but still holds water? Riddle me this. These are easy riddles for kids. That's what we Googled. Easy riddles for kids. What's full of holes, but still holds water?
I think I got this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 seconds, everyone. You need it to stay in?
Men.
Okay, there we go. Time's up. Amy, what's full of holes, but still holds water?
The ocean?
No.
Oh, I know now.
I'm sorry. That's...
Shoot, now we know.
Lunchbox?
A lake.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Is this for the win?
Do you have it?
Eddie?
Is this for the win?
Yeah.
Sponge? No.
Oh.
What?
I was going to say
a sponge full of holes and holds water. Wow, we're one riddle deep, and Eddie just dominates. Riddle me this.
Wow.
The quickest. You laid them out, dude.
What on earth?
Wow.
Also, our bodies.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
guys,
too.
Guys, this might be the oldest riddle ever. The sponge has holes and it holds water.
Wow. Did you wake up this morning and get loose for this or what?
No, dude. It just came to my head.
Wow. I mean, we can go another round a little later
if you want. Yeah, we should. I don't feel right about doing
that.
And
you walked in and just said, you Godzilla this place. Boom.
Brrr. Wow. Can I do my riddle me this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Riddle me this.
Wow, there he is, our riddle champ. Let's call him King Riddler today.
I'll take it.
You want to defend your title coming up this
please,
at
I would
this
like,
hour?
I would like that chance.
Cool. I like that. Okay. Hey, let me grab a call from Haley real quick, who's sitting on the phone. Haley in North Carolina, how are you? There she is. Haley.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. What would you like to say?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
My name's Haley, and I do a morning corny every day, just like Amy for my work email.
Do you use the joke that Amy puts in, or do you just find your own?
Sometimes I use the jokes that she uses, and sometimes I just find my own. It really depends. I use the one, I don't remember when she used it, the chameleon one, and I got a little bit of heat for that one, but...
What was the chameleon
one? It was okay, because it was funny.
What was that? Tell us that joke.
Oh my God, now I can't even remember it. It was... God.
We're just going to be unfulfilled in the segment.
It was about the reptile dysfunction.
Oh, that one.
A reptile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And then now I'm doing Halloween ones.
Okay.
Perfect.
For the month of Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Thanks for being with us. Got another morning corny coming up today. A corny joke. All right. Amy, but sometimes hits the controversial jokes.
I know.
Which were like, you know, kids tell these.
Right. So, I'll back off from
You're getting too blue. She's getting too blue.
Occasionally one lands in there that might be a little inappropriate.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
You know, I really do like my therapist. I went for the fourth time yesterday with her. Mm-hmm. It always takes a minute. It's kind of like dating. It takes a couple, then you start to kind of put your super guard down and see if there's really something there. I do like her a lot. And yesterday we're sitting there. And I'm going to a therapist so I can just kind of be in a relationship. You know, she says, I'm unpacking a lot of stuff from childhood. And yesterday it was a lot of, oh, well, there wasn't love. I've told this before. There wasn't love in your childhood. You never saw successful relationships around you. So you have no idea how to really do one. And so we're working through that. But I'm 39. I've never been engaged. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. And she goes, I have a question for you. I was like, yeah. She goes, are you attracted to guys?
Oh.
And I was like, interesting you should ask. I was like, I'm not, but I think that's a fair question. And she was like, you never know. And she goes, you know, and good looking guy, take care of yourself. She just wonder if there that's ever popped in. And so I thought about it for a second. I was like, I don't know, let me think. And I said, well, am I interested in guys? And I was like, no, I don't know. I'm not attracted to guys in that way. So you attracted to girls? I was like, yeah. She goes, okay, well, you're good to go. You know, let's just stay on track. But there was a moment she had to ask me but I think it was a fair question.
Yeah.
And I've never been asked that by a therapist, and I appreciated it so much. that she was just like, what about guys? And I was like, no one's ever like said, hey, let's explore that. So anyway, thought it was interesting.
Well, but now you know.
No, I've already known.
Oh.
Like I've never. Like
now you know.
Now you like had your moment, you thought about it, and you're like, ah, no, I'm not.
But I did for a second go, I wonder if that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
And you've suppressed it.
Yeah, and I said that. I said, I wonder if, because I just want to like be, and I think if people can find out who they really are, regardless, whatever makes you happy, you're not hurting people, chase that all the way. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you love. You should love everyone and love and you know, don't hurt animals or kids. You're good to go. But I did appreciate the fact that we're to that space now where she's like, well, what about this? And I was like, nah, not really attracted to guys. But she said, you are attracted to girls? I was like, oh, yeah. But she also asked me, did I talk about the sex stuff last time? Because, again, we're just getting to know each other. She was like, how much sex do you have? And I was like, none. Like, she's like, okay, well, I don't know. Again, she doesn't know all this stuff because maybe I'm just out with so many girls that I can't get one
right.
to like latch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
Yeah. Because you either like don't or you're like wild.
And she's like, why not? I was like, well, a lot of reasons. One, I ain't trying to get somebody's disease I ain't trying to get. Like that's, people that I don't know are gross. Like in, what's in their mouth? Where's their fluids been?
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no difference as to once I get to know them, but I just feel better about it.
Right.
I'm just not random hookup guy. And so, I mean, I'll make out occasionally. But no, but she, I like it. I like her style because she's like, hey, let's not pussyfoot around here. Let's go right for it.
Well,
and so we just, boom, right to it. I'm getting there, though. I'm making some small, I don't feel like I'm making big gains yet, but I'm setting myself up for big gains. We're building that foundation in therapy.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead. When's the last time you were in therapy before her? Has it been, what, years?
No, probably a year and a half or so.
Okay.
And the guy, I like the guy fine. I don't do well with guys. I was raised by all women. I like it to be older women. He was a younger dude. And
oh, yeah. That would be.
It just.
I could see.
That scenario didn't work for me.
Did she ask you if you like older women?
No, but I don't.
Oh. Think about it.
If she would have, though, I'd have been like, why are you asking me?
I know.
What's up with you?
What are you doing
What
tonight?
About you?
When do you clock out?
Speaking of that, what time are you getting out, baby?
No, but right? I do. I do. I think I've got a real shot with this therapist, and she's like 5 minutes from my house.
Which is amazing.
Which is the best. Because right. I'm dot to dot right now.
Which is basically what your girlfriend's going to need to be.
About dot to dot?
5 minutes from your house.
Oh, well... I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's good. It was good. I had a good day yesterday with that. And then, like I said, I went and hung out with Lauren Elena last night. She's shooting Dancing with the Stars. And she was in town playing on a honky-tonk stage in Nashville, so that was good. But just trying to make myself just 2% better. That's it. That's the goal. I'm going to make myself 9% better, 30% better, 2%. And then when I hit that, I'll go over 2% more. I did put up part of my motivational speech on my Instagram. Did you happen to see it?
I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't have the volume up. I did.
There's also words on the bottom.
Appreciate the text.
Yeah, yeah. I do that because sometimes my volume's never on my phone.
Yes.
I have so many friends on Instagram story that talk to their phones. I don't even know what they're saying. I don't turn my volume up. I'm just like, well, they're talking next. but yeah, I put part of my motivational speech up on my Instagram, which is Mr. Bobby Bones. And it's a part where I'm talking about why you should never give up. And I tell a story in my life. Actually, about a girl. And so if you guys want to check that out, it's up Mr. Bobby Bones.
Which girl?
This story happened like a year or so plus ago.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while, but it's one I've been holding. And it fits into my mantra of, you know, fail until you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you're failing, you're also learning. And some people, once they fail a couple times, they go, oh, this isn't for me. But when you say it's not for me, that's just you assigning yourself to, I'm okay with stopping learning. It really wasn't that important to me anyway. So that's what the whole thing's about. I hope you check it out. I mean, I live my life by that. There's a mom, and she says her mother-in-law wants to breastfeed her kid.
Why?
Well, why would you think? Close.
Can she not?
Mm-mm.
I mean, the mom, I'm thinking is the mom can't do it, so the mother-in-law's like, I'll do it.
Which would be great in a loving gesture.
Right.
So a mom says that her mother-in-law has been leaving big hints. The woman's pregnant, by the way. She hasn't had the baby yet.
Okay.
But she's pregnant. She's leaving big hints that she wants to breastfeed the grandchild.
No.
She keeps talking about articles where she's read it, and she's read where it's commonplace in different cultures.
Okay, yeah.
I'd say, well, we ain't in that culture, are
nope.
we? Some people fart at the dinner table as a sign of I love the food. We ain't there.
Yeah, no.
What do you think about that, Amy?
No way.
Lunchbox, mm-hmm. if your wife's mom wanted to breastfeed your baby.
Oh, when you say it, oh, that's weird. But then I'm like, that means my wife could get more sleep and it's an extra person to feed the baby. That means we'd have three people in the rotation to wake up and take care of the baby. I think I'd let her do it.
Pragmatic approach over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you got to think about getting more sleep, people.
That is weird.
No, it's... Listen.
You don't think it's weird?
Everything's weird until you try it. You can't knock it until you try it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you're right. Excellent point. What would you do, Bobby?
I think it would go to what my future girlfriend or wife felt about it. I would just kind of roll with her.
And if she was okay with your mom breastfeeding, you'd be like,
well, my
okay.
mom's not alive, so that's not an issue. But
this
her,
is
if
all
it's
hypothetical.
Her mom, it was her mom, and she was like, I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's her body, man. It's her choice.
But it's your baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know.
Who, when they're older, you're going to be like, yes.
I saw Selma Hayek breastfeeding some baby that wasn't hers.
Right, in another country.
I would need to read more about it, but you're asking me right now. If it was important to my wife, I would say, you know what? This is not a fight I'm even trying to be in. Your body, your decision. You let me... I'm going to go to sleep.
Everything's weird until you try it.
But,
you
know,
that's right.
Later in life, your
Frosty and fries. That grab's weird until I had it. And I was like, that's pretty good.
Hey, you probably turned your nose up at that too. Like, ew, gross.
Chicken and waffles. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. On the surface, it does not seem normal to me completely. But again, if it's my wife... And she's like, I'll be like, let's talk about this. I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to talk about it. It is weird. And I lean toward it weird, but I can't shut somebody down. Because like I always say, it's always weird till you're drunk.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
All right, it's Friday, and Raymundo's got the news. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In sports, in the baseball playoffs, the divisional series are underway. 8 teams remain, winning their games yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals and the L.A. Dodgers. In other news, MGM is going to pay up to $800 million to victims and their families that were involved in the Las Vegas shooting 2 years ago. And finally, the vaping sicknesses continue to rise. Over 1,000 people have now been diagnosed with vaping-related illnesses.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know what sad fishing is?
No.
It's where you get on Facebook or Twitter or even Instagram and you post something. You're kind of sad, but you're just looking for people to be like, oh, it's okay, you're the best.
Oh, yeah, you're fishing for the, affirmation that you're good.
Yeah, affirmation. Compliments.
Oh, you're thirsty for...
Oh, it's a good one, too. Mm-hmm. The latest toxic social media trend is known as sad fishing. So it's when someone opens up about an emotional problem that's just really trying to get attention or sympathy or hook an audience. And so they say that a lot of celebrities, like, will get on and talk about all their emotional issues, but amplify it just to get people to be like, oh, we're with you. We're suffering with you.
Oh, I thought that they did. I think it's important that sometimes celebrities share some of their issues so that other people feel like they're not alone. And they can feel like, oh, wow, if I feel this way, but even, you know.
I think people are doing that too. But a lot of people are saying that some celebrities are doing it just so people will be like, oh, it's okay. You're the best.
You're amazing.
But it's not even celebrities.
Yeah,
like people
everybody.
On my Facebook feed, as soon, I used to call it being a sad sack.
Yes.
But as soon as someone sad sacks me, I'd unfollow them. If they're like, you know, today's just not the best day. I just don't feel like I'm really why would you post that on a public timeline for everyone that you're not even... If you had a super close group of friends and you wanted to say that, I'd be like, that's great.
Right.
Like, I met you once at a bar in 2015 through a cousin. And for some reason, I followed you. And now I'm reading about all your emotional issues. I'd be like, you know what? I don't need that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
If it was somebody really close to me, I'd still be like, hey, why are you doing that online? Just hit me up.
Yeah, like send you a text.
Yeah. So it's called sad fishing. There are new terms all the time.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Dan and Shay will be in just a little bit. Hey, let's do Riddle Me This, because we played earlier. Eddie was the champion after just one riddle. Isn't it amazing? I've never seen domination in Riddle Me This like that before.
I didn't think it was that hard, but okay.
We go to Google and we type in easy riddles for kids. This is what comes up. Let's play Riddle Me This. I make two people out of one. What am I? Huh? I make two people out of one. What am I? Think about that. Riddle me this. I make two people out of one. Do you guys want to think about that for a second?
I think I'm in.
Oh, you good? Okay.
I'm trying to do the math here.
Well, there's only two numbers, two and one.
And I make two
that's the confusing
out
part.
Of one. Yeah. 5 seconds.
I mean, I don't even.
I make two people out of one.
There you I'm go. In for the win.
All right. Amy.
Adam's rib.
Wow, solid Bible
Very
guess.
Deep.
Wow. Great guess, not it. But good. I like it. Lunchbox.
A baby. DNA mixed together.
I make two people DNAs. Out of one. Eddie.
Is this for the win?
If you get this, you're just a champ. You're going to get a sash. That's just the Riddle champion. Go ahead.
Is it a mirror?
Oh, my gosh. What?
Guys, what is wrong with y'all? Adam's ribs.
The most dominant riddler ever.
Come on.
Wow, play that song. There Woo. He is again. Wow. Are you ready, Eddie?
I'm ready.
Two times in an hour.
I don't know if I have the voice for this.
Go ahead.
Riddle me this.
There he is, a champion.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
The most dominating riddle performance of all time. Twice in an hour.
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, I have all these riddles. I feel like a wasted word.
Do you want to play again?
No.
No.
Amy, I always have one eye open. What am I?
I always have one eye open. What am I? Oh, the eye of the storm? Tiger?
A needle.
Oh.
A needle.
Okay.
Lunchbox, what is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
A promise.
Oh, that's
silence.
Good. Oh, huh.
Silence.
You break.
That's
break
close,
the silence.
Though. That's close.
And then finally, what can be picked, Eddie, but not chosen? What can be picked but not chosen?
Your nose.
Oh, I did it again!
Seriously?
I was joking on that.
I was gonna say strawberries. Oh, no.
Right. That's funny.
The Friday morning dance party comes up at the top of the hour.
Champ is here.
Eddie's on fire.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Combs is sharing all kinds of teasers from his upcoming album, and he just revealed that one of the songs will feature Eric Church. The album comes out November 8th. It's Friday, which means lots of new music out today. Dan and Shay dropped their collaboration with Justin Bieber. It's called 10,000 Hours.
I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweet heart of yours.
Mara Morris shared her collaboration with Hozier of her song, The Bones.
We're still standing when the bones are good. The rest don't matter, you're the pain to feel.
And we've got new albums out today, Brantley Gilbert's Fire and Brimstone and King Calloway's Rivers. I'm Morgan number two, that's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Laverne goes to sleep and she's in her bed and she's just snoring, and all of a sudden her dog Bubba comes in, roof, 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 and she's like, what are you doing, Bubba? Well, apparently her iPad was plugged into the wall and caught fire.
Wow.
And the house was catching fire, and Bubba went in and woke Laverne up and got her out safely.
That iPad in the wall catching fire, that's got to be more of a house outlet issue, right, than an iPad issue? I just never hear that happening.
I would assume it's an outlet issue, but it says in the story, the iPad caught fire.
That's
plugged
crazy.
Into the wall.
And that dog,
and Bubba,
man.
Oof, oof, saved Laverne's life.
That's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Broomfield, Colorado. A man goes to work at a school, parks his Tesla in the school parking lot, goes inside, and he comes back out later. And it has key marks all up and down the side. He's like, who would key my Tesla? Well, lucky for him, there's 6 cameras on a Tesla, and they're motion activated. So the lady that's just walking up and down the side, keying it, right there on camera, they share it on social media, busted, facing felony charges, $2,000 worth of damage.
A couple things stand out in the story to me. First of all, he's driving a Tesla to school.
Well, he works there. Like, he's an adult. It's not the kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
That changes
like,
things.
It's an adult.
But still, what kind of school's paying you enough money to get you a Tesla? So, and then two, these Teslas, don't mess with them. People have a Tesla and it gets stolen. And then they go, okay. And they just hit their app on their phone. And they go, well, the car's right here. And here's a picture of who's driving it. There was a story, the police, I believe in California, because you have to charge a Tesla as one of their cop cars to catch crooks. And the crook kept running and the Tesla died, ran out of
power. Oh, yeah.
That'd be fully charged.
That's funny. Yeah.
Don't mess with a Tesla. And also, if you get in a high-speed chase with one, they're way faster than you. But if you can just stay the course.
Outlast them.
Eventually, it'll die. Yeah. It'll die. Anyway, what a bonehead for... By the way, don't we key in people's cars anyway?
What was that about?
8th grade.
Like, why was she doing that?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Dan and Shay.
Here they are. They're back again.
Yeah. What's good? Yeah.
You know, I was complimenting you guys to a friend of mine the other night. And again, we kind of have been doing this around the same amount of time. And I said, you know, early on in the early days, we knew you guys and you guys hadn't blown up yet. And you were up and your first song was 19 You and Me, the first song. And I was like, it brought them in and they sang and they were so good. And every time they would come in and they would perform, I would be reminded just how much better they were than everybody else. But it would take you guys to keep coming in. And we had an artist come in that was so good. I was like, that's almost reminding me of what Dan and Shay would remind me every time they would come in. Like, you guys were just consistently so good that inevitably I felt, and I'd said this to you guys too, that you would just blow the crap up. And you have. You guys are killing it right now.
Thank you, man.
I'm glad to have you guys in today because you got a new song out. And you got Justin Bieber on the song.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for those kind words, man. I hope our label was listening. That felt really good right there.
They never listen.
Seriously, thank you guys, all of you, for being there for us since the beginning. You guys are a huge part of the success that we're having. So thanks for always believing in us. And we've had some good times. We've done a lot of funny covers. We did Savage Garden.
That was the first thing.
That was who he compared you to.
I said, I was being funny. I said, they're like country Savage Garden, meaning you guys can really sing. There was emotion.
We came in the next day and did it.
It was like old school. It was awesome. And then you guys did Boys to Men, which is how, in a funny way, that I'm, and it's all ties in. This is great. You guys came in and did Boys to Men one day, crushed it. And your manager was watching that on YouTube and then said, hey, I would also like to work with you in television. I know I'm managing them, Bobby, but why don't we do a TV show together?
It's awesome.
And then that's kind of how it all came. But that same manager has Justin Bieber.
It's full circle.
It's all the
same.
Here
we are. This is it. This is the moment.
So tell me about this. I'm curious about how this whole thing came together.
Man, we're fired up. Justin's always loved country music. We've crossed paths a few times and we've had some interesting experiences. I think we met him for the first time, Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. It was like a little event and we got up and sang together. I don't remember what we sang. A bunch of cover songs.
A lot of things.
Yeah, and kind of connected a few times in the past. And we thought this song, when we wrote it here in Nashville with Jordan Reynolds, who we did Speechless and Tequila with, and our good friend Jesse Joe Dillon, who's an incredible songwriter, has had a bunch of hits. Dean Dillon's daughter, who, if you don't know who Dean Dillon is, has like every country hit ever. We wrote it with them, and we were like, this would be a crazy idea. And like you said, we have a mutual manager, Scooter Braun, and we sent it to him. We're like, yo, this is a wild idea. Like, just in case, you know, he reacts to it, like, this would be insane to do this song with Justin. Send it to him, and like, right away, Justin reacted to it. He's like, let's do this song together. He worked on a few lyrics, like, changed up a few things, made it his own, and ended up recording it. And man, it's just like, I don't know, it's just been godsend. It's crazy, the timing of it. He just got married a couple days ago, and the song's coming out. It's literally like, I don't know, it's insane. So here we are, man, we're fired up.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Dan and Shay.
So we were talking about the Justin Bieber wedding, because I didn't know, Dan, that you and Abby were going. And, you know, just popped up on my Instagram, and I was like, what the crap? They're at Justin Bieber's wedding. Did you and Hannah go?
We did.
Okay, yep, so you're all at the wedding, and I come in, and here's the struggle for me. I don't know what I can often say if I know it away from what's happening in country music. So I tend to go, I'm not saying anything. I didn't talk about the Bieber. As it had been leaked, I knew.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't say anything because you guys are too good of friends of mine to be out spoiling crap that I shouldn't be spoiling. And so, but then Amy goes, Abby called you.
Well, Well, Dan's I was with wife. Abby.
Oh,
yeah.
She,
okay. Well, yeah. And I saw, are you about the wedding part of it? Okay. So, yeah, I guess we were texting about the beautiful people thing we were at together.
Yeah.
And which, shout out to your wife. And she, then she was like, I'm trying to figure out a dress for a wedding. Like, and so she sent me pictures of her two options.
Yep.
And so then she's like, oh, I should have raided your closet. So then I'm in my closet pulling out dresses.
Oh my God.
And I sent her some pictures. And she's like, no, they're requesting it has to be long, like black tie. Long.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, well, these won't work because they were shorter. But I had no, I mean, obviously, I mean, she wasn't.
She didn't even say, I need a dress for Justin Bieber's
right,
wedding.
No, she didn't say. And so then I show my husband the two options. He chose, he voted, and she was leaning towards the black one.
Yep.
With the slit and the
black pumps. That was my vote, too.
And I told her, I said, and my husband's oddly really good at this, especially shoes. So if you ever need
he's
help,
a good looking
like,
guy.
Text
him. He's got it together.
So that's what we picked out. And then when I saw y'all's pictures, I saw, and I was like, oh, sweet. That, nice outfit, and it was for Justin Bieber's wedding.
Very subtle.
NBD.
Very
subtle. NBD.
Did you do the old, you can't say anything about going, or what, you can't say anything much about you're there, the old sign the paper?
It was kind of, because it's very interesting to get used to being, you know, around that kind of, that level of fame. It's crazy. There's always like paparazzi around, like everywhere that he goes, like they follow him from his house. So it's always, you do think about that, like, all right, I tend to lean on the, I'm just not going to say anything until other people are talking about it. But yeah, we didn't really tell anybody, you know, where we were going. And I'm sure for like our friends and family, we're like, so where are you guys headed? Like, oh, we're just headed off to this like little shindig, you know?
No big
like,
deal.
Then they see it later. They're like, how dare you not tell me you were going to Justin Bieber's
That's
wedding.
How I felt seeing your Instagram. They were like, the Biebers. I was like, they doing a parody picture?
Photoshopped it in.
Yeah, I thought like, are they doing a parody picture from Bieber's wedding?
Just big fans of the wedding.
Was it just famous people everywhere?
We were by far the least famous people there.
Yeah.
Like the paparazzi, we would walk past them and they'd be like, yeah, must be just employees at this.
Do you guys know when the celebrities are going to
be
here?
Yeah, absolutely.
They should be coming behind us.
It was crazy, man. We ended up like in the TMZ article, it kind of leaked the news about the song and the collaboration before we announced it. It was all good though. We were in the first paragraph. It was like, spotted at the wedding was Kylie Jenner. Performing music was Dan and Shay. They're like, what? Who is Dan and Shay?
Oh, you guys played at the wedding?
Yeah, we sang a few songs. Yeah.
What'd you sing?
We did
Savage Garden.
Yeah, come on.
We did Speechless, Tequila, and then Justin just like came up to the stage and him and Haley were like dancing and he did like a call like, all right, all the couples to the dance floor. And we ended up singing 10,000 Hours.
Oh, you did?
We had never done it before live. So we were just like a little bit, we got through it. It was good. But luckily there were no phones there. I think there were a few exceptions, probably for the extremely wealthy people there who have like four phones for situations like that. Sure, take my phone, lock it up. And then they have another one, their burner.
Do you get there early just to make sure that you're not late?
I was very aware of that. When we were getting ready, I was like texting you. I was like, yo, we got to get to the chapel. Like, we don't want to be the guys rolling in late.
Sneaking in the back.
Yeah, holding up Bieber's wedding. So we got there early. We sat very politely. I just didn't want to cause a scene. I didn't want, like, people to be like, who is this fool right here? And, you know, I was just very, like, tried to blend in.
I feel that way because on American Idol, everybody's so famous except for me. Because
you're pretty famous.
But I'm not. It's like, for example, I would compare you guys to being at Bieber's deal. Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Ryan Seacrest. Four of the most famous people, period.
Yeah.
And
true.
I'm like moderately known in regional areas. There's a big difference in
regionally famous.
And so I just try to show up early and don't even blip the radar.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be bothersome. I'm just lucky to feel like I get to be in the same room with them.
Yeah.
But sometimes I look around and I go, holy crap, I cannot believe I'm with all. Did you guys feel like that? Did you look around and just
that
go, holy
was
crap?
The whole night for me, like we were sitting at this table and they had this really nice dinner brought out. And across from me was Usher. And then next to him was Chris Jenner and her boyfriend. And there was just like all these insanely famous, because there's like, you know, there's well-known people. Like a lot of people would consider us like to be famous. Like we have, you know, people know who we are regionally.
We're not famous. I got to just clarify
When you walk into a room and you see Chris Jenner and Usher, you're like, oh, that's famous.
Fame, yeah.
Got it. Justin Bieber is famous. But it was an amazing experience to be there and just kind of be there in that situation. It's a lot different being around, you know, really, really famous people in a situation like an award show or some other setting. But there, it was a very comfortable environment and everyone was like, it wasn't so on edge of, you know, there was no, this is why I belong here and, you know, all that stuff. So it was cool to be there in that, you know, that kind of atmosphere.
It was funny timing actually with you guys you were in Savannah, right, mm-hmm. for American Idol. When we were flying in, we were just like, we Googled Justin Bieber wedding. We were curious who was going to be there. Like, this is crazy. Who can we get a picture with? And then we were actually looking to see if our names weren't on the list, the people that were going to be there. But it was like, Katy Perry has arrived for Justin Bieber's wedding, because we all flew into Savannah. Same airport. We didn't fly into the private airport. We were on the commercial, you know, doing our thing. But it was like, Katy Perry has arrived. And I was like, that's crazy. Katy Perry's going to be there. Turns out that everybody was flying in for Idol. In the same place.
Yes. So they're like, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, they're all sitting at a table ready for Justin Bieber to sing on American Idol. That's crazy. Man.
Seeing all like the rumors and stuff is pretty funny when you look those up about like the stories like, oh yeah, this person was invited, you know, Katy Perry's going and all this stuff. And those people weren't there, but it was pretty funny to see the rumors of people like, oh, they landed at the airport. They're obviously going to the Bieber wedding.
That's how you know you made it.
Yeah.
When you're being rumored to be somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's up with trying to get a picture with somebody super famous when you're at a wedding when everybody's famous? It's kind of weird to ask, right?
Yeah.
Did you?
We got one with Usher, which was pretty sick. There was a photo booth. Like, literally this photo booth, this guy was more serious than any photographer we've ever worked with at any of our wacky photo shoots. I mean, it was 10 minutes per photo. He was, like, lining us up like
this. In the booth?
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be, like, fun?
Yeah, but the photos looked beautiful, though. Everything was really cool. And then Usher was standing there. We're like... Actually, Abby wanted a picture with Usher really badly. This is like her dream. She like went to an Usher concert when she was 12. She was too like nervous to ask. I was like, yo, Usher, like we're tight now, right? Can you get a picture with my wife? He's like, yeah, jump in. I was like, no, I'm not going to be in this one. It's just you two. So I had to go digging for that photo.
It really was like the most ridiculous like setting. Like there was a table and there's a thing. And this guy was taking it so seriously.
He was unreal. His name was Dennis.
It was incredible, yeah. And he'd walk up and you'd get up to the table and he would just go... Okay. And I was just like, oh my God, like this is about to be like either the best experience of my life or one of the most awkward. And he would sit there and he'd literally take to the point of where he was kind of like grabbing your face and going, okay, right there, a little bit to the right. And then you're just like,
the one of us, I think he had my arm like up underneath your arm. I was like, this is going to look terrible. I looked down, I was like, that's okay.
It's not bad. We're interlocking. Imagine being
a guy that owns a photo, like a photo booth, and being told you're going to do Justin Bieber's wedding. That's the guy who has the best life.
He's killing it. Yeah. He probably got paid pretty good for that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do I want to ask you guys? The Grammys. Did you guys get in the mail yet?
We did.
Do you have it? Yeah. You actually had the physical Grammys?
We do. Yeah. That was a crazy... It was almost like experiencing all over again because you don't get to take them home. For anybody who didn't know that already, any award show, like you don't actually get the physical... You don't get to carry the one that you take on stage. And so you get them in the mail like probably... 6 months later.
It was about 9 months later.
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was a while.
It was like right before the next Grammys we'll get it. Yeah. But yeah, that was a crazy experience getting that in the mail. And there was also like a watch that came with it, which I didn't know.
A watch?
Yeah, there's like a Grammy watch.
They have Dan and Shay on it? Is there like an inscription too?
Like on the back it says like, the award and like Dan and Shay. Or like our names. I think it had my name on it.
That's crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, let me ask you guys a really important question because I think you guys are the guys to answer it. So... If you're going on a date, and you said it like 2 weeks prior.
Gosh.
What?
Listen to this.
This is a great question here. Okay. And let's not lean them into anything.
I'm not leaning. I'm just telling them
And
to
they'll
pay
give
attention.
Us their honest truth because they're friends.
Don't.
Let's say a couple weeks ago, hypothetically speaking, I set up a date with this girl.
Okay. You set up a date like with yourself or you set her up with somebody else?
No, with me and her.
Okay.
We'd been out once quickly at lunch.
Okay.
We went on a lunch date.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I say, hey, in a couple weeks, I'll be gone for a couple weeks, but I'll be back in town on this Tuesday. Let's go on a date.
Sure.
She's like, cool. I hit her up on Friday and go, hey, we're still good for the date on Tuesday, right? She's like, absolutely. Tuesday comes. I go, all right, cool. I've seen a couple hours. And she's like, oh, I didn't hear from you from Friday to Tuesday. I thought it was canceled. So I'm not going to be there. And I was like, okay, so... What are your thoughts? Should I have checked in again after Friday?
No, I don't think so. I think that's you're a busy guy. I think you did the right thing. I don't know. You're looking at me like,
Shay,
like
no, Shay, like, you're sure. Hey, that's Monday. Shay?
Yeah, here's my thought on it. When you make plans, like if I were to say, all right, we're gonna get together, like me and my friends, like you know, we're gonna get together on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. If my friends didn't text me and we made plans, I would be much more upset with the person who assumed it was canceled. Just because
are you getting
I
all
didn't.
Flirty and giddy and excited to go out with your friends? No, they're
sometimes.
Like
sometimes you don't know. Yeah, you know, so me and Eddie go out sometimes, and I get very excited
and flirty.
I'm like, this is gonna be crazy. How are you doing? What are you wearing? So,
I checked in on Friday. And that was good, right?
I think that's good.
Okay, that's just.
I feel like this is a you know.
So what time
this
did
is
you
guys thoughts?
What time did you reach out on Tuesday? Like, if the date was maybe noon, kind of thing,
or was it like I'm here? Where are you?
It was a few hours before.
Okay.
But we had talked Friday, like Tuesday's good.
Okay.
And then she was like, yeah, cool. And then Tuesday comes and a few hours before I was like, hey, we're here at the spot this time. She's like, oh, I thought we canceled. I didn't hear from you.
I love that she said we canceled.
Yeah, no, we didn't do crap. You got a mouse in your pocket? Who canceled? No, we.
We, because she was bringing friends. Okay, she was like, oh, so, I thought we canceled.
Amy hates us now.
No,
I'm
I don't.
Sorry.
But no, you, oh, no. I Bobby now has two people on his side. Like, everybody
it's
else.
It's us three against the world,
yeah.
guys.
I'm okay with that. All right, we're going to do great.
Dan and Shay are here. Let me say this real quick. You guys are on Tequila is on now. That's what I call music, which, by the way, is cool. But the fact that you're on volume 69.
It's everything to me.
Really cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's everything. Yeah. My middle school self is just like beaming.
Yeah.
So that's great.
There's this weird like excitement and also like kind of giggling like, oh, nice.
I think I put the angel emoji in the caption on Instagram. I had to, you know.
Okay. Well, you guys are doing it again. You know, I'm your biggest fan. I'm so proud
the
of
best,
you.
Man.
I'm
Thank
proud
you,
for, I guess I'm proud for you because I just know how hard you guys work. And mm-hmm. when everybody else is, this is years ago. You know, people tour and they go on, they do Friday, Saturday shows and a little bit of Thursday. You guys are out doing Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursday, and you're building from the grassroots. And it's just, I admire the hustle
Thank
with
you,
the talent. A lot of people hustle. A lot of people have talent. It's hard to get people with talent that also hustle. And I say it as sincerely as I possibly could. Like, you ever need me? I got you. You don't. But you ever need me, I got you. But I'm really proud for you guys because I've just seen it. And it, you know, it takes, I don't have the talent, but I have the hustle. And it takes hustle to know a hustle. And so I love to see you guys blow up. It's just, it's amazing. I love the song.
Thanks, man.
I was so sensitive about it. Dan's like, this was a few days ago. He's like, do you want the song? And I'm like, nope, don't want it.
I sent it to you.
I was like, I got you. You did. But it's I was like, I don't want it. I don't want any risk of me having any issue getting leaked. I get my phone hacked by somebody in Russia, and it's out because of me. And he's like, "I'll send you my link." I was like, and then he was still like, "No, you're taking it." Boom.
I love it.
And but I care about you guys. I'm glad to see you guys blowing up.
Thanks, man. It means a lot to hear you say those words. No one works harder than you, all you guys. So, yeah, you guys got a new studio. Things are going real well.
This is wonderful.
Really nice.
We built it last week just for you guys.
It's beautiful.
The Dan and Shay Memorial
Studio.
You're
coming in, like, guys. We gotta step up the game.
I'll see you guys probably next at the CMAs if we don't see you around town. Taco Mamacita. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
All right, there they are. Dan and Shay, everybody.
Yeah. I'll meet you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you up like, hey, man, is this still on?
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun fact Friday.
Okay, hit me.
Do you know that talking to yourself in third person can help relieve stress and anxiety?
That must mean The Rock is never stressed. Because he talks about himself in third person all the time.
I was trying to think of people that do it. Sometimes Garth does it.
Mm-hmm. The Rock does it. Maybe just awesome people do it. Maybe Bobby should do that.
Bobby.
So what's the story say?
It says that it helps improve your ability to manage your emotions. Mm. So
Bobby would like to have his emotions managed a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Seinfeld, there's a whole thing where Elaine meets this guy and he's talking to himself about himself in third person, but she thinks he's talking about somebody else. So she's like, y'all go on a date with him. But she thinks it's the other guy.
Is that Putty?
I don't know if it's Putty. I don't remember the name. But, you know, Seinfeld's going over to Netflix.
Yeah.
And that's their answer to losing friends in The Office. Do you think that that's the same?
No, I mean, to me, no. But I'm sure the more I start watching it, because it's going to be there, it's going to pop up, the more I'll be invested in it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's great.
I don't know what I'm going to do whenever The Office goes off Netflix. Gonna go to NBC Universal or the Peacock, I guess is what it's called.
Yeah, you're just gonna
watch
it there.
I have to get it.
Yes,
yeah, they got you.
Elaine meets Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Elaine meets Jimmy. That's the episode. All right, what else, Amy?
So Roger Ebert. Is that
Siskel and Ebert?
Mm-hmm.
The two guys that used to do movie reviews.
So he went on a couple of dates back in the 80s with Oprah, and it was him who convinced her to syndicate her talk show.
Is that right?
Fun fact, never knew they dated and that he was the one that encouraged her to do it. So look at her now.
He made Oprah who she is.
Yeah, two thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah. Oprah was a Baltimore reporter.
Yeah, news reporter.
And, you know, had been told no, she couldn't do a show, that a black woman wouldn't be enough to carry a show. I talk about this a lot in my stories of people who were told no. And she was like, no, I believe we can. I believe I can. And so many people were like, nah, not for you. Nah, not for you. And she just held through so many no's and so many failures until she is, now we only know her as Oprah Winfrey, Ebert's ex.
Yeah.
No, that's
now
good.
We
that's
know.
All right, give me one more fun fact.
Well, you were just talking about The Office a second ago, moving to NBC, and what are you going to do? And did you know some of the original people that were going to play, like Michael Scott, for example, wasn't going to be Steve Carell?
Well, sort of. The real story is They wanted Steve Carell, but he was doing another show. And then it was the guy who now is Breaking Bad, the spinoff of Breaking
Bad.
Better
Call Saul.
Yeah, so who's also a writer on SNL. His name is...
Bob Odenkirk.
That's right. So yeah. Bob Odenkirk was then the guy. They had said, hey, you're going to be the guy. But then when Michael Scott or Steve Carell became open again, they were like, we can't do it with you. We have to go back to Steve Carell. And so Steve Carell got that job.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then like Phyllis, by the way, on the show. Phyllis, she's the... How would you describe Phyllis?
Bigger lady?
Probably like older. Mid-40s. Now she's in her 50s. She was working on casting on that show.
Really?
She wasn't even trying to be an actress. She was casting that show.
Wow.
And they were like, you look like a Phyllis.
Oh.
Who else do you have over there?
Well, Seth Rogen was supposed to be Dwight.
Auditioned for it. Didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
Just auditioned. I've seen all the audition tapes. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm a diehard fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seth Rogen auditioned. You know the guy in... who's in Big Little Lies and Spider-Man, the little skinny guy that he's like the husband on Big Little Lies to Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, but I don't know his name.
Well, he was up to be Jim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's like a villain in super. Anyway.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Adam Scott.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So there are a lot of those guys that tried out for that. But that's with any show. Hopefully one day some of these shows I didn't get, they'll go, you know what? Five Bones didn't even get that show. Now we know him for being on his new show. Who's the coolest Bobby around? That's my new pitch.
Right. Bobby.
All right, what else you got?
So Instagram has rolled out a new anti-bullying tool, and I think this is awesome. It's called Restrict, and you can pretty much keep or secretly hide comments from a troll's account or someone that doesn't say nice things or whatever. But here's the deal. They're going to still see their comments. So they're going to have no clue that you have blocked their comment from everybody else seeing it. That way, you know, they're not... Because I feel like sometimes if you block a troll, it like might anger them or make them more mad and find other ways to come after you or be mean and rude. But they're going to see it like it's out there for the whole world to see, and they're going to think they're awesome trolls. And they're not. You just restricted them.
I like that because they don't know, so they keep on. Because sometimes they'll double troll you and create two accounts whenever you block one.
Really?
From experience. Yeah, trolls don't just give up when you tell them no. Mm-hmm. They're like Oprah. You can tell them no all you want, but they fail until they don't. I do like the Twitter sometimes. It will let you monitor your comments now. Which they've rolled out to some people, meaning your replies that can be seen.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So,
yeah.
I wish they would take the likes off of Instagram too. Just only you can see your own likes. That should be how it is.
And not everybody else.
Yeah, I wish that were it. Okay, what else?
So, experts revealed how often you should clean your household items that you've got. So, we'll run through light switches and remotes.
Not near enough. I don't even know they get cleaned by people.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we should be cleaning it every week. Carpets. You vacuum like carpets. I didn't know if you had a thing like once a week. That should be once a week. Toilet once a week. Kitchen surfaces every time you use them. And then obviously you can just hit stuff with spraying with a disinfectant, but you've got to spray it for like 5 seconds and then let it sit for 5 minutes. Don't like wipe it down.
Don't you spray it?
Minutes.
You keep spraying as you sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
The whole song.
Yeah. And then when it's over,
it's like washing your hands. Like,
yeah.
Dang, that's a lot. But yeah, this is just a reminder. Probably need to be cleaning the remotes and the light switches for sure. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, this story is so cute. It's like right out of a Nancy Drew novel or something. So this 97-year-old woman goes missing. Now, she is nonverbal. She has dementia. So obviously, this is not a good situation. But police put like a word out on the street, signs up. Everybody knows the neighborhood. Well, there's this group of young kids. They call themselves junior detectives. And they did this all on their own. They're not a part of some official junior detective squad with the police academy or anything. No, they just get together in their neighborhood and they try to solve crimes. Well, when they found out that this woman, Glenetta, was missing, they set out to find her. And they found her. Five junior detectives. They spent their evening searching for the woman on their bicycles.
Wow.
And yeah, they called the police department once they found her location. And
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I know. It's all because they decided to form their own neighborhood watch and be junior detectives. Like, how cool is that?
Sounds like Lunchbox's street gang. He acts like they were hard.
Oh, we were hard. LWC, Little White Criminals, we got nothing but trouble. We didn't save anybody.
Oh, you did? Okay.
No.
How old were you?
10 to 13.
Oh. You didn't go out doing good? You were out doing bad.
Oh, we were out doing bad, running from the law.
There's a 10-year-old that helped with the search, one of the junior detectives, and she told the news, quote, kids can make a difference just as much as adults can.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's probably what Lunchbox's team was doing. He just didn't want to admit it.
I'm telling you, the LWC, we were hard. I mean, we had Umbros and we'd sag them down. We were dangerous.
Oh, you sagged Umbros? You didn't tell me that till today.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That is the sign of a rebel.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Let's go over to Amy with that morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why don't mummies take vacations?
Why don't mummies take vacations?
They're afraid they're going to relax and unwind.
Oh, they're afraid they're going to unwind.
That's
there
funny.
It is. That's good. Happy Halloween, everybody. There it is.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So you took your son to see...
Yeah, good luck.
Abominable?
Yeah, that's it. Abominable.
Which is about the snowman?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Yeti, I guess, technically, is what they're called. It's a good movie, man. Like, I went in there expecting nothing, and I came out saying, that was a really good movie.
So here's Eddie's son reviewing this movie. How old's your son?
He's 11.
Okay, here we go.
Abominable.
Okay, what is abominable? What is that about?
It's about a girl and her dad died. Before he died, he gathered all these places where he wanted her to go across China, because the story takes place in China. She realizes that there's a Yeti on her roof. And
like the ice chest?
No. It's like a giant furry thing. She realizes that he's from Everest. And she has to take him there, and some boys that live in her apartment follow her there.
Sounds kind of like a heavy movie with, like, the girl's dad dying. Like, did you cry at all?
No, my mom did.
But you didn't?
No.
Out of 5 Yetis, what do you rate it?
4.
4 out of 5. There you go. Go see it. Abominable.
Abominable.
Do we have a video of this? Is that all the noise in the background of that?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I made a little 1-minute video of it.
We'll put that up at bobbybones.com. He said it was good.
Yeah, and he calls out my wife for crying, but he doesn't know I cried.
Did you go?
I did. I was 2 seats away from him, so he doesn't know.
Oh, you cried.
Oh, yeah. They play Fix You by Coldplay. There's a part where it's like, ugh. Couldn't stop the tears.
Yeah.
Is it a good one that parents will like as well as kids?
Totally. And I don't know, it's me just going to all these kids' movies that I'm starting to like get used to it. But yeah, I think parents would really like it.
Okay, so there we go. 4 Yetis out of 5 for Abominable.
You said it right.
And then Eddie also gives it how many parental Yetis?
I give it the same, 4.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not the best movie ever, but 4 is perfect for it.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Brantley Gilbert.
First time you've been in here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
In a while.
Oh, with the new setup, yeah.
It's good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you too, brother.
I was looking online and I was seeing something about your cruise. And I just wonder, what happens on a Brantley cruise? Are there like piercing stations?
Yeah, man, we got tattoo parlors and stuff like that. We really did have a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah.
So you can go and get a tattoo.
On a moving boat. It's genius.
Is it?
Not so much, yeah. Not at all. I didn't get one, if that tells you anything. And I love them, obviously.
If you go to a tattoo, if you go to on your own cruise, like, do you go out amongst everyone?
Yeah, at different times. I'll tell you, last time, man, they had me running 1,000,000 miles an hour from the word go, so I didn't get to do a whole lot. You know, I was kind of getting dragged from one place to the other, 1,000,000 miles an hour. But on this one, they're kind of making some more time for me to kind of bounce around, maybe go to the casino a little bit, because I do enjoy a little bit of blackjack, you know what I mean? But I was actually really worried about the cruise, because a few weeks before we went, like, I saw it on the news where they had to dock a boat because a couple people got in a fight. And I was like, oh, well, we'll never leave the dock. But they actually said it was one of the most well-behaved and like, most generous crowds they'd ever had on a boat. So they represented well. It surprised the hell out of me.
I saw that. I was like, man, well, I wonder what a Brantley cruise would be like. Your record's out today, which is why we're lucky enough to have you here today. Fire and Brimstone out today. The album includes, listen to this. First of all, with Lindsay L, which, by the way, the song's killing it.
Thank you, man.
Played on the radio all the time. Great to hear that. Cole Ford's on it. Jamie Johnson's on it. Allison Krauss, Lucas Nelson, and Willie Nelson. Now, how does that call go for you when you have to call, like, an Allison Krauss, who's a legend? Like, how do you ask them to be on a record? Do you send them the song and go, would you want to be a part of this? Or do you go, hey, I'm Brantley, would you like to be a part of something with me?
If somebody else call them.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case they say no, it saves you some embarrassment.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Brantley Gilbert.
You know, you and I were in Los Angeles together. I don't know if you remember this. And you were like, I just wrote this song. You're like, I'm going to play it. He hadn't recorded it yet. And I was like, all right. And it's always awkward for me, Brantley, when someone goes, I'm going to play a song and then you give me your feedback to my face. I don't like that. I don't listen to anybody's new music ever unless I'm alone. And you were like, I'm going to play this song. And I was like, all right. And you pull out your guitar and you played Man That Hugged the Moon.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, that was so good. Like, yeah. It was such a good song. And did you write that about being a dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, man, you know, as a songwriter, the minute people found out my wife was pregnant, I learned to not say that we were pregnant. That's a bad idea, apparently. So anyway, when we found out my wife was pregnant, you know, everybody started coming to me, you know, when's the song coming? What's it about? And, you know, so really, man, I was like, you know, at first it was something that Amber and I had to pray about. I thought that, you know, you just move the goalie and it's like, you know, goal.
Or yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, and it didn't. So, but man, there were so many people that struggled with that for so much longer than we did. You don't want to be that guy. So now I was like, you know, everybody says it's a special moment when a baby's born, you hold it, your whole life changes. I said, all right, well, I'll write a song about that. And while the whole thing was beautiful, and I watched the whole thing, and I gained so much respect for my wife and for women in general, I do think, I do think women are tougher than men now, because I couldn't, you know. But that necessarily wasn't a scene you want to write a country song about, you know. It's just a...
It's a lot.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Did you watch it happen?
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you feel afterward?
Awesome, man. It really didn't bother me. I thought it would. When they broke her water, it was a little bit like... But after that, it was off to the races, man.
And you went below the sheet, huh?
Yeah, kind of over the top of it.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I didn't want to get on the...
You didn't go on the bottom side. Yeah. You stayed just kind of... Okay.
Because there could be some... Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, that sounds awful. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, man, it's a beautiful, you know, thing, and childbirth is amazing. I'm glad I watched it, but, you know, that's not something you want to put on the radio. So that was out. So I actually wrote the song about one of my concerns about being a dad, and that is that, man, my whole career I've been the what you see is what you get guy. It's kind of been a glass house scenario, and it's worked out great. You know, as a writer and as an artist, it helps people, I think, relate to songs, but not so much for being a dad, because my kids will find out sooner than most that their dad's not a superhero, you know, and that I've made some mistakes, and, you know, I'll just have to have some conversations with them sooner than most parents, and, you know, kind of come to terms with that. But I wanted them to have a song that said, hey, man, you know, to Bear and Bray both, to say, you know, there's going to come a time in your life when you need more than me. And when that time comes, I hope you know there's a man upstairs that really did hang the moon who's got you back and always will.
Here is a clip of Man That Hung the Moon from Brantley Gilbert.
You're going to think I hung the moon. Going to think I made the sky. That the sun rises and sets inside my eyes. And it won't be long. Lying daddy's home, footsteps running to the man at on the moon.
There you go, he played that right in front of me.
Good.
And I was like, should I cry? Because I felt like I wanted to, but I was like, Brantley's real manly. I shouldn't cry in front of Brantley. He's got tattoo. He may punch me. I didn't know. It's funny though, because, you know, we got to know each other over the past 5 or 6 years. We were both kind of starting in this part of our chapters. You know, you had been grinding and building your own following, and you're in Nashville, and you've changed. It's funny. You changed. It changed.
In a good way, bro.
Yeah. I would think as a more three-dimensional way.
Okay.
Like, obviously, you ain't gonna take crap from anybody. But yeah. But there's a softer, sensitive side to you, and not in, like, a, you know, Dr. Phil type way, but even... Like, you know, you hit me up on text. You're like, hey, maybe a few minutes late. Sorry about that. That's just not me. I don't know that 5 years ago, Brantley would have sent that text. I think
no,
you'd have been like,
not.
I'm going to get there when I get there. If it doesn't work, screw off.
Yeah. Well, 9 years ago, I probably would have forgot about the whole thing. So, so yeah, we're taking steps forward.
Brantley's got a new record out today, all 15 songs. You're right on every song. That's important to you to do, right?
For sure.
We'll run through this real quick. I'm going to ask these questions. What's the one thing under $100 that everyone should own?
My record.
What's the last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh, man. That's rough. Like How to Train Your Dragon 3. That's a good one.
And you went by yourself probably, right?
Yeah.
And now finally, what piece of advice from an artist has stayed with you the longest?
You know, I don't know if you know the story about Keith Urban coming to spend some time with me when I was in a dark spot in my life. But long story short, he said a lot that day, but everything he said stuck with me. I was making some changes in life, and basically said, long story short, that yeah, it was going to be completely strange for a while, and I was going to feel like a fish out of water. But once I got, you know, my mind and my heart wrapped around it, that I would, you know, just life in general would be different but better. And he was right. He was right.
Brantley Gilbert, the Fired Up Tour kicks off January to May with Chase Rice and Dylan Scott and Brandon Lay. Yeah, y'all man. Over.
I'm telling you, we're busy. And I got two kids now. So she's, dude, you don't even know the little girl's there. She just sleeps a lot, so that's easy. But my son is starting to act like his dad, so.
Is he growing a goatee yet? Like a little beard, like his dad?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Then he got tattoos. His first tattoo last week.
There you go.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a full sleeve on the left arm.
All right, there he is, Brantley Gilbert. He got the record out today. Check it out. We'll see you soon, my friend. There he is.
Thank you, brother. This is the Bobby
Bones Show. I do want to put on Brandy, who may have gotten our secret sound wrong yesterday, because we haven't put on anybody who's gotten the secret sound wrong yet. We've been giving away these trips to Napa Valley, California. And hey, Brandy, what? Hey, can we play it back real quick, Raimundo, yesterday's secret sound? Now, a lot of people had the same guess on this. Even Brandy did. Brandy, what was your guess in that secret sound?
Playing ping pong.
Playing ping. Oh,
she got that wrong.
That's what a lot of people thought. They thought I was playing ping pong.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was playing ping pong though. Yeah, she's right. And she won the trip to Napa, California. Yes,
got us.
Trickster.
Well, yeah, I didn't want her to be sitting on hold knowing that she won. I was trying to do the old rope a dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, raise your hand to the left and pop her on the right.
Yes.
That's good.
Thank you. Brandy, you just won a trip. Like, we're going to take care of all this. We're going to fly you out. We're going to put you in a hotel. You're going to meet a lot of these artists. You're going to see Maren Morris up close, Kelsey Ballerini, Adam Lambert, Avril Lavigne. Literally just because you went to the website. That's it. That's the only thing, and you guessed it right. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing.
Yeah. That's the kind. See, that's what I wanted, that kind of excitement. And had she known she was going to win, she'd be like, what am I going to do? I probably won.
You're right. You're right.
Wait, where do you live, Brandy?
I live in Ashland City.
No idea. What?
Ashland City?
What state?
Ashland City. It's Tennessee.
Okay. There she is.
Hey.
There she is.
Neighbor.
Yeah. Well, we're going to fly to California and take care of you. Appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Isn't that nutty? Let's just be real humans for a second. Like, I would listen to the radio as a kid and even nowadays and go, nobody really wins that crap. Like, don't you feel that way? Like, or you would never even know who wins?
No, that's what I thought yesterday. This was my first time ever even submitting anything.
Well, don't say that. That's like somebody who's having a baby, and it's like my first pregnancy. Baby came out in 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. And people that took like 2 days, they're like, are you kidding me? So
no.
You win. You are proof that real, legitimate, awesome, normal people win these trips. And so appreciate you, and we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you out. It's going to be awesome.
Do you know who you're going to take?
Oh, thank you so much. My husband.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Would you reconsider?
Well, he might kill me.
Okay. Brandy, thank you for listening, really. Thanks for being part of the team, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Here you go. A guy in North Carolina recently sued the guy who stole his wife. North Carolina is one of the handful of states with alienation of affection laws. This guy just got $750,000. A guy named Kevin Howard from North Carolina had been married to his wife for 12 years when he found out she'd been cheating on him with a coworker. She wound up leaving her husband for that guy. Well, North Carolina is one of the states where they let you sue someone for, quote, purposefully interfering with the marital relationship. Kevin blamed his wife's coworker for seducing her, stealing her away, and destroying the marriage. So he sued the guy, and he won.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, 750,000. Go ahead, you first.
No, I mean, I'm just like, as I didn't know that that was even a thing in a handful of states. And then do you think it'll stay that way?
No, because it's a dumb law.
Right.
If anyone should be sued, it should be her.
Right.
You don't get seduced unless you're in the place to be seduced. It's like someone wanting to beat up the dude that your girl cheated with. You don't beat up the dude. He was just being the dude. He has no relationship to you. You get mad at her. She's the one that broke your bond, your truth, your vow.
And is it based on, I mean, I get it. Yes, he should be able to sue her, I guess. But
No suing.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but if you had to choose.
Legally, if you break up or divorce, you handle legally what happened. You split the assets.
Right.
That's why that exists.
Yeah, okay.
It's the dumbest law I've ever heard.
Well, crazy. No suing, but how do they get $750,000? Is it based on like what you make, or is that like the magic number that suddenly makes it okay? Or
probably punitive.
That's a lot.
It is.
What does that mean, punitive?
You should look that up, because it's one of those words that do you know it?
Set in the bylaws?
Now you're just making up words. Whenever I was a kid.
Here we go, dad lecture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. When I was a kid, though, my grandma would say, you don't know what punitive means? You need to go look it up. And I would have to go to the dictionary or get an encyclopedia and have to look up a word, and then I wouldn't forget it most of the time. But go ahead. What? Go ahead.
Oh, that, I gave you that definition.
Eddie, do you want to read it?
Yeah, Lunchbox pulling it up. Punitive.
Go ahead.
It's an adjective.
Oh, boy.
Inflicting or impended as punishment.
Okay.
Intended as punishment. So what does that mean? I'm still confused, Dad.
Okay, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was just curious where the $750,000 came from. But that's the punishment. That's... You do the time, you pay the fine.
Yeah, because there really wasn't anything they owed, right? Like, he didn't owe him this money. It wasn't he was getting it back. It's a punishment of that much money.
And it probably has a lot to do with what he had already had. Guy was probably really rich, so let's take him for what he has.
When you sue a person or company for having wronged you in some way, you normally ask for something of value if you were deprived from something. It's like a punishment toward them. Anyway, it's a dumb law.
Crazy.
Man, some people probably don't even know that exists. He just went to the right lawyer that was like, well, you know. Well, North Carolina is one of the only places where we could do this.
I'm getting texts. Recently divorced. It's absolutely partially his fault. No, that guy has nothing to do with anything.
What about when people say, like, it takes two?
It takes two. The two that the marriage wasn't going right for.
Right. The husband of the wife that left him can't sue the other guy.
And that's what happened.
Right. Well, it's allowed in North Carolina, and apparently, probably...
When I'm governor of North Carolina, I'm changing that.
Governor of North Carolina.
You should check and see what's going on in Arkansas.
I'm just
going
to be governor of all states. Yeah. I did a Bobby cast, a pretty good one yesterday. I did two different people. I talked to Sharna, my ex-dance partner on Dancing with the Stars, and it was also about her not being back on the show. I wanted to give her a beat, but... She talked about how she got the call that she would not be returning to Dancing with the Stars while she was driving.
That they just weren't able to partner me up this season, and that they love me, and I'm a part of the Dancing with the Stars family, and the cast will be interchangeable now, season to season. This will be happening quite a lot, and he hopes that next season could be different and whatnot.
So we talked about that, and then I had Brent Michaels, a program director, on, who programs two stations over in Bakersfield, California, just to talk to people about what a radio station programmer actually does. Because I think a lot of people wonder, what do? They just run a station? Why aren't they playing more females? Why aren't they playing more old school? Why aren't they? So I had him come on and actually talk through that. So, and he was in studio when we did that. So there's a Bobbycast up. Search for Bobbycast wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you listen on iHeartRadio, that'd be awesome. And check it out. Listen to it today. We're off the air later on this morning, so if you have nothing to listen to, go and hit that up. Hit up the newest Bobbycast. Here's one from Andrew. Dating or marital advice from Bobby is like a vegan telling me how to cook a steak. Isn't exactly accurate. I've been through a lot of failed dating situations.
Yeah.
I failed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of failure. And this is not marriage advice. This is law advice.
Right. This is just a weird law.
It's a weird law, which is why most states don't have it.
I mean, are these people saying it's a normal law?
If your girl cheats with somebody else, it's not that somebody else's fault. They have no relationship to you. It's your girl's fault.
She could have chosen to stay and make it work with you, but she chose to leave.
Or she could have chosen, hey, well, let's break it off. She had, right. It's 1-2.
Right.
Anyway.
A, B, not C.
Abandonment of affection is in Arkansas. That law, too. I'll be changing that when I'm governor.
Yeah. I was trying to think of which handful of states it is. I don't know
what you just said.
Oh, it said that this is a law in a handful of states. Mm. And I was trying to think of which ones. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. bounce.
You know that dude that ended up with the woman, one who got sued for $750,000?
Yeah.
What if he's like, dang, I gotta stay with her now. She just cost me $750,000.
Oh, I think she's gone.
Huh?
Yeah, they broke up.
What?
Yeah, she's gone.
In this story?
Out of the picture. Yes, mm-hmm. I read about that. She's gone from the husband and that guy.
Okay, see, it's a her thing.
So, yeah. And just,
why is this guy getting sued? She's the one causing trouble.
If they break up, can the payment stop? Because I'm sure he's doing installments.
Can you imagine having to pay for that and you're not even with her anymore?
Yeah.
Can you sue the next person she ran to? That's my point.
Right.
You could also set this up. Eddie made a good point during the break. He goes, why wouldn't people scam people and be like, yeah, let's get this person to fall and sue them?
Right.
Dumb law.
Crazy.
Yesterday, the draft, Forrest Gump, Carry Me to Victory, and the Tom Hanks movie draft at 29%. Amy, you're in last place.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
You're in last place, so you'll be sitting out Tuesday next week.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry about that, but you were at, I don't see a percentage by your name, but you and Eddie were digging up the bottom there, but you were last place. Better luck next time, champ.
That's so bizarre to me. Okay.
Tuesday, we're going to do smells, favorite smells.
Nice. That's anything, right?
Anything. Anything. That won't be till Tuesday, but we'll be drafting smells. So I won the Tom Hanks draft. Amy lost.
And you want to say my movies?
And you picked that draft. That was your idea.
Yeah.
Was your deal.
And I feel like I had good ones.
Yeah, they were good. There were no bad ones.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan, Catch Me If You Can, Sully. All great movies.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
It's okay.
You'll be okay, though. Yeah. You've always been one to bounce back.
It's fine.
In life and in drafts.
Right.
We do have a Tell Me Something Good coming up. There is a 5-year-old boy in Pennsylvania. He survived cancer, and he was like, he wants to give it back. And so things weren't going awesome, but what he did to give back was pretty cool. I'll tell you about that coming up in a second. I have Holly on, who sued the woman who broke up her marriage. Is this a real call? Raymundo, can we put her on real quick? I know we're running late on time.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Holly in North Carolina. Holly, so a woman broke up your marriage, and you sued her.
Yes.
Why not sue the dude? He's the one you made a vow with. You didn't make a vow with anybody else outside your relationship.
Well, they're married now, so
ooh.
It's his money, her money.
But still, it's their money. Like, you can still sue him, right, and get their money.
Like, you did that because that was the law and that was your only way to get back? Like, the law isn't that you can sue him? Is that why?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom for years and, you know, had to go back to work, put the kids in daycare and all that stuff. And they, she was his boss. And they basically, you know, ended up together and wrecked my family.
I still think that's a him thing. Like, you could have went after him, and because you had to go and readjust back to life. That's all up to him to fix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much her.
I always think, you know what?
He was going to get with anybody.
She did me a favor. I'm like, thank you for cheating on me. Memoirs from a woman not so scorned.
Well, don't say that out loud because the judge may come back and be like, oh, you like it.
How much money did you get?
I can't disclose.
Okay, what's it rhyme with?
Yeah, we don't know who you are.
I can't. I signed confidentiality papers.
So,
years ago.
Did you feel like when you were doing that, did it feel right? Do you feel like you got, did you feel better about it? Like, I don't know that that would make me feel better, but you do?
It was about my kids. It kept me on my feet when I needed it.
Well, doesn't he have to do child support or something?
Yeah,
anyway?
I would think that would be toward him.
Right. It's not
toward the woman who came in.
Right.
Right.
Hey, well, listen, I'm glad you got money and you're bounced back on your feet. That should have happened regardless.
Right.
I just think that the part of the law where you sue the person who cheated, who made your, because nobody makes anybody cheat. If you get cheated on, did nobody make them cheat? They were going to cheat anyway if the right scenario approached them, and that's what happened. In all these cases. Amy, if you and I are together and you end up cheating on me, it's not because somebody came in and was just so powerful that we were in a relationship that was so unbreakable and they still made you cheat.
Right.
It's
we were already broken.
Well, or...
ish.
Or you were weak to begin with.
Okay.
Which we know is not the case.
Or you... Yes. Well, I just am... I'm shocked that people can sue the other person.
You should sue the person. Not the other person.
The spouse.
Okay, if there's suing happening, or you should just like not.
No. That's why you need prenups. I'm total for prenups. I'm total for agreements. I have car insurance. I have home insurance. I got, you know, I'm all for protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Getting hit pretty hard on text about that should be a law. You should be able to sue the person that your husband cheated with. Listen, I think this is a culture problem. Everybody's worried about finding people to blame for their own issues. Like, if your marriage was good, ain't nobody gonna break it up. I don't care how much they come in, how hot they are, what do they have to offer? You don't brainwash somebody to cheat with you. Like, our culture now wants to blame everybody else for everything happening to us. I just don't believe in that. I believe if something happens to you, and Amy, if you and I are married and something happens and somebody makes us stray, that's on us. That's not on the other person. I'm just not into the mindset of it's somebody else's fault at all, ever. I'm not an excuses guy. So that's not me. Some people like participation ribbons. Some people like blaming things on the outside. That's not me. It can be you. Good for you. Everybody gets a participation ribbon. You can blame it on everything else. Not for me. That's all I'm saying.
I know, I'm wondering, I mean, if we're getting, the texts are coming
I'm just getting lit
through.
Up.
I know,
welcome number two, you seen these texts? Like, I'm getting lit up over here.
Yeah, are we in the minority feeling this
well,
way?
Well, minority people must like to blame everything on people that aren't a part of the core group making the decisions. Mm. Anyway, there's a weird prenup demand list that lawyers are putting out. How about this? We were just talking about this, is why I bring it up now. So prenup agreements would always seem to me like something that billionaires would do, right? Like, why would a normal person need a prenup? And it's not even so much about what money. It can be like the money that you think you're going to make, or it can be things like, I'm about to read you. Oh, this woman said her husband's weight should not exceed 180 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And if it does, he must pay the wife $5,000 for every additional pound until he's back to the fit weight.
What?
This is so shallow.
Here's another one. A wife must lose all her baby weight in 10 months after having the baby on schedule.
Wow. Oh, God. Lovely marrying that guy.
Here's one that the wife puts up. Limit of one Sunday night football game per month for the husband and a limit of one season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette per year. All must be watched from the dinner bedroom and not occupying the largest TV from the house.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Are they just being funny with this?
No. Like, I'm taking notes for when I get married. Must live at least 5 miles from in-laws, and they should only be allowed to visit once per week unless there's babysitting. And this is a lot, like, we have to get it on.
No one argued that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. There's a lot of these. So it's not just about money. It's also about terms.
Mm-hmm.
I think an interesting would be, me just thinking, that you would have to go to some sort of therapist once a month. Like, that should be something that you both agree to. So, because you can easily fade off of these things.
But do you have to sign a prenuptial agreement for that? Or can you just agree as a couple, like, hey, we should go to counseling?
You can, but a lot of that, unless it's written down, it gets easy to run away from.
So
right?
Then what
it's
do
like
you...
a goal in general with life. I say, hey, write your goals down, because if you don't always see them, if they're not written, you don't always kind of tend to fall back toward them.
Okay. So when one of the persons tries like, to not go, you're like, remember, you signed that contract.
It's
remember?
Here. And I think it's great and it's lovely, like a Disney movie that you just go, no, we'll just be in love forever and everything will just be what it is when we agreed when we first met and got married. I don't know how life is, folks. I'm not talking about marriage. I'm talking about in general. So, thought that was a funny prenup story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, I like that football
I've been practicing every night for that talk I got to have with them about the prenup talk. I don't have a girlfriend yet, but I practice.
Oh, that's going to burn.
I rehearse. I'm like,
I hate
hey,
that
look,
for you.
Look.
Oh, got a prenup.
Look, I know we just met. This is a pre-prenup. You're going to agree to sign a prenup when we do it right here. Sign right
no.
here. And a date right here. And there you go.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A little boy in Pennsylvania decided to use his fifth birthday to help other kids. His name's Weston, been cancer-free for 2 years now, and wanted to collect toys for kids who are being treated at the same hospital that treated him. They donated thousands of toys, Play-Doh, Barbies, books, and more. He came up with the idea to donate toys to the Pennsylvania Children's Hospital where he was treated. So they turned to social media, and they created an Amazon wish list together.
Love it.
They're like, this is what he went through. This is what he wants. Here's the wish list. We're the hospital if you can help. And boy, did they. The haul included over 1,000 tubs of Play-Doh, 1,200 dinosaurs, dozens of superhero action figures, and was a huge success. That's awesome. Good for that kid for fighting cancer. Good for him for continuing to give back. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Joker is in theaters this weekend, and theaters are having to say, hey, everybody, like, it ain't Batman. Don't take your kids. It's not the Dark Knight.
Oh.
It's not the Joker from the cartoon. It's not even Joker from Dark Knight Rises. And so a lot of theaters are putting out these warnings that it's not for kids.
Wow.
Yesterday, Amy and I were talking about at Alamo Draft House. They're like, don't bring your kids. Kids aren't going to like it. It's fights and rated R and cursing and a guy who's really sad.
Joaquin Phoenix.
So, but there have also been a lot of threats. Are people saying there could be threats? Like, and Mike D's going to go this weekend.
Yeah.
So what's the story on this movie?
So they're like, FBI is like scanning for any kind of threats of people saying they're going to do any kind of acts of violence. Because they're saying that the movie encourages violence, like real world violence. So they're kind of worried about security. So they're even having like undercover cops like go sit in the theaters.
Well, the kid who shot up Aurora, wasn't he dressed as the Joker?
Correct.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, a group came out about that because they were like, that's going to happen again, maybe.
Well, here's what I think. I think that somehow they've created their own controversy. There are movies that are far worse than this. I think this is a great, as far as them going, we wonder if anything will happen. I think this is them creating publicity for themselves. You feel that at all?
Yeah, they have used it to their advantage a bit.
It's a good way to say it. Used it to their advantage.
Yeah.
But I would think with anything like this, you have to watch out for it. But I didn't know they were sticking cops in theaters.
Yeah.
You excited about the movie?
Yeah, I got my ticket like 2 days ago.
Are you nervous to go?
A little bit.
It's a good question. Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you see the stories, and even ever since that happened, I've been a little... Every time I see like somebody get up in a movie theater, I kind of like go to the back of my head of thinking something like that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
In a lot of places, though.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a movie theater.
You're right, everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Well, I would see the movie with you this weekend if I were here. I'm excited about it. Eddie and I are on the road, but I think it'll be good. I mean, it's a film festival. It's getting like standing ovations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, lately it's been getting mixed reviews, but I'm excited for it.
All right, the Joker is out this weekend.
Yes.
Let us know Monday how it is.
All right.
Dan and Shay were here earlier today. I wonder if our listeners like the long-form interviews. I'm starting to be hot. I'm just starting to be like, let's not do any interviews ever. I just go through phases. I've already cut way down on interviews because I'm just over it. Unless I'm like really dialed in. Some shows will just bring on anybody. And I used to be like that. Like, let's just see what we can get out of this. I'm just kind of over it now. I feel like we're the same people over and over and over again, you know? But I do love Dan and Shay. And they're like legitimately friends of ours. And so they came in and... Here's Dan and Shay talking about performing at Justin Bieber's wedding.
We did Speechless, Tequila, and then Justin just like came up to the stage, and him and Haley were like dancing, and he did like a call like, "All right, all the couples to the dance floor," and yeah, we ended up singing 10,000 Hours.
Oh, you did.
We
this?
Had yeah. never done it before live, so yeah. We were just like a little bit. We got through it. It was good, but luckily there were no phones there. I think there were a few exceptions, probably for the extremely wealthy people there who have like 4 phones for situations like that. Sure, take my phone, lock it up, and then they have another one.
Yeah.
They're burning.
And we'll play that new song with them coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But then I asked them if they asked for pictures with celebrities at all, and Dan said he had to ask Usher to take a picture with his wife.
Actually, Abby wanted a picture with Usher really badly. This is like her dream. She like went to an Usher concert when she was 12. She was too like nervous to ask. I was like, yo, Usher, like we're tight now, right? Can you get a picture with my wife? He's like, yeah, jump in. I was like, no, I'm not going to be in this one. It's just you two, so...
So there, and I talk, listen, sometimes when I get around famous people, I talk like that right there. And I'm like, yo, we're cool now, right? For some reason, I like turn up the fake cool.
Yeah.
I'm such a loser. Because I'll be like, yo, yo, no, come on.
Words you would never say.
I know. I'm not good around. I try to just, around super famous people, I try to be like super cool. So they think I'm cool.
Yeah.
And I'm just not. And then I end up coming like off like a total goober. Because I heard Dan like, yo, are we tight?
Yeah.
He didn't really talk like that around me.
Right. We cool now.
But when he's around Usher, you got to kind of talk like Usher.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's do some Flashback Friday. Here we go, everybody.
Flashback Friday.
The year was 2004. On this day in 2004, the biggest country song is from Keith Urban, and it's Days Go By.
Days go by, I can feel it flying like a hand.
In 2004, where were you?
I was selling granite, 2004, in Austin. So I hadn't met you yet.
It's pre-when the world all changed.
Post-Bobby, pre-Bobby life, that was I was definitely newly single-ish and working at AG&M, shout out.
Yeah, 2004, I was just starting this morning show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I'd started in late 2002, 2003-ish. And when I first started, they gave me no money for anything. So I grabbed an old intern who had been around for a long time named Jill. And I was like, hey, come be my co-host. And then she had moved, and I grabbed somebody else too. We were just patching things together, man. I was single too.
Yep.
But I've been single all the time, like all the life.
Wait, you weren't with Megan then?
Who knows? I saw her at the American Idol audition. She came. Yeah, she's from Georgia.
Oh.
So she came and she was with someone. Like her and her husband had a kid that they were like mentoring because her husband's a musician.
Uh-huh.
And they came and the kid, and I was rooting for the kid, but he didn't. It was a girl. She didn't make it.
Oh.
And I was like, awkward. But we hung out a little bit. Yeah, it was good.
Well, that's not your fault.
The biggest pop song was Confessions Part 2 from Usher. And the biggest thing in pop culture was Ashley Simpson's disastrous appearance on SNL. She was guest hosting, and the pre-recorded track of her singing Pieces of Me started playing, and she couldn't keep up with her lips, and she was a big lip syncer, and it was a disaster. Here
Busted.
You go.
On a Monday, I am waiting. Tuesday, I'm vain.
They're, like, turning down her vocals, and she's like, and her band keeps playing right here. And she's like, she starts doing, like, a hoedown dance.
I remember that.
It was quite the story. It kind of wiped out her career.
Yeah.
As a pop artist.
And this is such a good song.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's up. That was today. Flashback Friday, 2004. Hey,
Flashback Friday.
What's happening this weekend?
I'm just going to be hanging out with my dad, but we're super excited about it because he's feeling better, which means the nurse at his place that's Haitian, she's making our kids a Haitian meal.
Oh,
and
yeah?
So we're going to do that, and the kids are so pumped. What about you?
Richmond tonight. Eddie and I are doing comedy and music in Richmond, Virginia, and then tomorrow in Wilmington, Delaware. So it'll be a good weekend for us. I haven't seen Eddie in about a week.
Yeah.
I mean we're across
from each other,
but I know, but it's like we're working here.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Monday. Kenny Chesney should be on the show Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.